this week's parsha is Parsha's Lech Lecha. Yom Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha Mi'atzecha Mi'lodcha Beis Avicha L'Arz Asher Eka. Eschol Goy Godol, Avrecha V'gam Shemech V'Ebracha. So the question is, what is this Eschol Goy Godol? Good. Avrecha V'gam L'Shemecha. Good. So what's the Sfasemis of Berjan? And we'll use the same as Sfasemis of Berjan. That's not the regular Sfasemis. Sfasemis of Berjan. You have to be aware. You look on page 8. Rishulam Shraga Faidish Halpern be Berjan. Who else was from Berjan? The Marsham. Marsham. This is from Berjan. Berjan was the Berjan Rav. But this is from Meshulam Shraga Faivish Halpern of Berjan. And he wrote a Sefer Sfasemis. So it's known as the Sfasemis of Berjan, not to be confused with the Sfasemis of Ger. So we'll say over from the Sfasemis of Berjan. So let's look on page 9. You can't confuse the two. Okay? You won't confuse the two? Okay. So, the Pasuk says, Avarcha b'varchecha. Yesh didaktek. Achash omar lo. The bottom of page 9 to the right. Achash omar lo v'eschol goy godol v'agam lo shemech v'ebrocha. Ma'a shaykh ol d'varcha. But it already says, eschol goy godol v'agam lo shemech v'avarcha b'varcha v'agam lo shemech v'ebrocha. So, what's not included in Eschol Goy Godol? Vavarecha, Vagadlo Shemecha? So what do you need more of a Hebracha? What's left? He said that thing. Achash Amal of Eschol Goy Godol, Vagadlo Shemecha Hebracha, Ma Shaykh Od Levarcha. So then he quotes the famous Gemara in Yuma, Lamechesem and Beis. Take a look on page 7. Amar Reish Lakish, Maidachsiv im Leitzim hu Yolitz ulanovim itin chen, Baal Otame poschilo Bola Taher beside it. So if a person wants to be do Averis, so poschilo, we're not going to stop him. No, it was Bechira. Baal Tahir, Poskilo means we're not going to stop him. We're not helping him, we're not going to stop him. But if he wants to do good things, then Messiah or so. Then, of course, Baruch will even help him out. So the Sfasemis of Berjan asks Akasha, page 9, at the bottom, in the right sub corner. Three lines at the bottom. He's talking about the Yisim Gemara. Abal Atar beside us. So we got the Tzarech Lomar Abal Atar or Atar Es Atzmo. In other words, Latahir, if you want to say it's referring to yourself, so you don't say Latahir. Latahir means to Batar someone else. The Batar yourself is the Litahir with a Chirik, not with a Shva. Or Latahir Es Atzmo. But Latahir means what? To other people. Pasha Pshat Habar Latahir means you want to retire yourself. You want to do something good. But L'chora, he says, it doesn't fit in with the diktuk so well. Because if it's referring to yourself, it should say, Ila Litahir, right? Or Litahir Atzmo. Well, if you show the stam, Ba Latahir, Mashma Latahir Acherim. So that's the kasha. So he says in the Chanami that it's talking about you're trying to be mashpia on someone else. Latahir taka means not yourself, someone else. Look at the arrow on the left side, top arrow. Mazev ticha lona hachazal. Shekol mi sheyinadev libo bekirbo lekarev emlechas hakodesh. Anyone who's trying to influence somebody to do tshuva, If you have sincere kavana that you want to help people do tshuva, then you're going to get special siyata d'shmaya that people will gravitate towards you if you're truly sincere. And that's what it means. About the tahir, if Hashem sees that you're interested in being matayr on the people, acherim, then misayin also. He'll help you, meaning he'll give you siyata d'shmaya that you'll get people who will be attracted to your idea. So that's what he says. Zev tichul or chazal shakol bishin nadiv libo bekirbo lekarev al molechas hakodesh beemes laman shemo yisalo lachze Israel avinu shema shemayim yiske shemishemayim yiskulo yisasu elav chaburos hanoshim ludabik atzma bo becheshek uva'ava bedvekes. Hashem will give a chain to the mashpia, the person who the shem shemayim, that they should be gravitate towards him. So Mela the tzaddik is going to get people to gravitate towards him, and Mela he's going to be able to gam shofeya behem or v'chias. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'chias or zarul tzaddik. What does it mean or zarul tzaddik? In other words, you plant or. The tzaddik plants or into the person. Sha'or hu v'chias zarua. You plant or, like he's different kedusha. You implanted somebody, then it grows like a seed. It's like a seed. Chakas zorim yizel od pam shenis chen laolam, and then that seed you can plant someplace else. That seed grows into a thing. So that's why when you mashpia on this person, then this person what can be mashpia what on someone else. So that's what it means what or zarua. Latzadik, that the or is like a zarua. It's like a seed that gets planted, and then it produces more seeds, and those seeds can be planted elsewhere. Latzadik mami talmidim al dechis or shazremhem. The tzadik is mami talmidim. He puts the or like the lashon ha-medrash and eicha ha-mor shabo machzira lemutov, that you plant in the person. The light of Torah. Hatzadik man b'talmidim al yidei chiyas v'or shazorem hem v'chakach yesh b'talmidim ahem zeh hakoach shuv, page 10 la'ami talmidim yireim chela olam u'b'chidas hakovas ilon b'ilon. Just like when you graft something, right? You take one branch and you link it up to another. And that causes growth, and then you can link that to another tree, whatever. V'zeh balatar, haydo, shebol atzadik le'ezeh ir k'dei latayar. He wants to be matar other people, levonos b'nei Yisrael, as misayin oso, moshev siyata v'chavur. Misayin oso means, not only we help him, it's loshen siya. What's a siya? Like a group. Like a caravan, with you, they're all traveling together. So he has people. He gives the person an entourage. He gives them a chavraya to be mushpa, people that will gravitate towards him if he's taka the shem shamay. That's what the pasuk says. Vachuzas beireyu. So zaklukul siyas berachamohi. That's the atrash. So it says, that's the pshat, Avraham Avinu. And take a look. Hinei, Avraham Avinu, Avraham, Al-Magmoso, B'chefzo, Avraham's all desire in life, Tomin, B'chalos, and Nefesh, the Farsim, Al-Kusu, Ba'ol, and Lassos, also his Baruch, okay, arts. Because Avraham Avinu wanted to teach belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore he was Megaya Gerim and Karvan Tachas Katzvei Ashchina. And he had that chayin, because Baruch Hu gave him a chayin, which he says, a true Yerushalayim. So Bevela, that's what it means. V'yei bracha. Because he says, what it means is, the Lashon Hakava. In other words, you're going to be successful, that you're going to be carve people, and then to the degree that they'll be able to carve other people. It's like Hakava Silon. And that's the idea of Vavarechecha. Zesha Omer, next line, page 11. On the right side, the first word in the line is Meirachok. Lemeirachok. Zesha Omer, Vavarcha. Moshe Hakovas Ilon Meilon. In other words, She'ete Lachain Meine Koracha. In other words, I'm going to Vavarcha Mevarchecha. Shagam Lahem. Vavarcha. I'll cause you to link up with others, and they'll be able to link up with others. They'll all be mushpa by you. So he's saying Baruch HaMevarecha, or maybe the Hayem Baruch also means that you're going to link up, you're going to be like grafted onto them, be mashpia, and then enough that the guy who is mushpa will be able to mashpia on someone else. So the ores are all at tzaddik, that's the so you plant the ore, the tzaddik plants the ore that sprouts in the person, and now he produces new seeds that can sprout in another person. But that's how it works if it's done l'shem shamayim. And that's the bracha that Avram gets. That is, l'shem shamayim, not only he's going to be able to be mashpia others, but those will be mashpia others. Because you put the or. That's the Lashon HaMedrash and Eicha. Hamor Shema. You learn Torah, you plant Torah in the person. And as I always say, Torah, to be mashpia on you the most is when you do the Torah with all your senses. You see it inside, you hear it, you think it. If you just don't have the package, you don't see it inside, then you're not going to have the Or Sheba in the same way. The Or Sheba is when you have it, you see it. You're using more facilities, more faculties of the human body to link up with the Torah. That's going to be a bigger Or inside. And Bemela, that'll grow more Peiros, and those Peiros could be planted, those seeds, and produce more and more and more, keep going. Well, but there's another yisod that I want to... So that's the yisod of the Sfasemus of Berjan. That Avram got the bracha to be able to mashpia ad kidei kach, that the people who he's mashpia will mashpia on others. He happens to have a famous piece here. You have to take it with, about Avraham Nefesh Asher also Bechoron, that Avraham was Megayer. So there's a famous question that's asked, whatever happened to the Gerim that Avraham was Megayer? Page 10 in the left side. Chayn Ef Shalom Ma Shalom Matzidu B'Shum Mokom Ma'aya Hasof Kol HaNefashash Asher So in the footnote here, page Os Aleph on page 10 at the bottom, he says, "I am a Pirkei Amlezer that says Kol Avodim Shidmol Varavino Lo Niskaimu Lo Heim Lo Zarim Yisrael." They all. That's a little depressing that they all went back to the way they were. Yeah. So then he has a whole thing for Michal of Zlachov, Nefesh Asher, also Bechoron, that since sometimes he spoke to them too harshly, it wasn't okay. Let's stick to the first part. This part is, you know, not such a helpful thing, but it tells you, you got to make sure how you speak. Okay, but let me tell you two things I want to tell you. Avram later in the parsha says he wants a son. On page 12. Avram, Hashem Elokim, Mati Teili, Manochi Olech Hariri. Veshek Beisi Hu Domestic Eliezer. So all I have is Eliezer. And Rashi says, the last line, Darshu Natrika Dolo Mashke Bitarz Rabo Lacher. Why is he called Domestic Eliezer? Because he's Dolo Umashke. He Dola means he receives Torah, and Mashka then he gives it over, just like we saw. Avram Avinu gave the Torah over, and now he was able to, and the next generation was supposed to be on that. But the question that the, and then afterwards, Avram says, that Hashem says to Avram that your kids are going to be like the stars. Sforz HaKochovim. Right, we're talking a lot about the stars. Teisa Kachavim. Oh, so the Mor Veshemer says a beautiful idea. And this, I think, is a big yisod, because we were talking about how you mashpi on somebody. You mashpi, hopefully, to the degree that he'll be able to mashpi on something else. That's the Avarechacha, that you'll be like Hakavas Ilam. So he has a very, I always like his kasha, I always like his parents, Mor Veshemer. Kind of like this. Hashem is, think about Hashem, I want a kid. All I have is Eliezer. So Which is a good thing. You think Joshua's Gemara, who did a Shevach Eliezer, he should have just said, what are you going to give me? You know, I have Eliezer. But why do you have to praise Eliezer to make the point? So he says that Damascus Eliezer wasn't a total praise. He says, you know what Dola Mashka Pashtut means? It's a praise. He says, no, Dola Mashka means, you know, like some people, they hear a shir, they take notes, and then they just parrot it back. He says, Eliezer was a parrot. He took down everything I said, everything I did, he wrote it down, and then he spits it back from the Bechina, whatever. But I want somebody who's his own person. I want to be Mashpiyahin, but he should still be his own person, but getting the hashpah from me, from Avram. And that's why I want my, and that's not what he got. Yitzchak. Yitzchak was not the same. Avram was chesed, Yitzchak was gvur, different types. He had the hashpah of Avram. So he's saying, Eliezer is good. He's a good parent. But I want somebody, Shadol Mashkim, Tosh Rabbi Lachem, Pei, Shadol Mashkim, Shalom, Yitzchak, Masos, Mitzvah, Adoshim, Lumadah. That's the parent. Masos, Mashkim, Rabbi Osa. Some people, whatever the Rebbe says, the Rebbe shuckles this way, they shuckle, you know, they just parrot. They're not their own. No, the healthier thing is you should be your own person with the influence of the Rebbe. But not that he should change you, that you should be like him. You're you. You should be like you. With the influence, with the positive influence, but you have your own personality, you have your own, you know. So that was what he said. That's why, what does he say? Sforas HaKochovim. What's special about Kochavim? Kochavim, they have their own light. So each person is their own Gavra. You have your own light. Dugmas Chachom, Shem Balei Seichel. That's the Pasuk of Daniel. That was the previous page here. Yeah, I didn't bracket it, but... I bracketed on page 15. Ramaskil Yaziru, Matzdikin Ram Kechovim Lo'olavayim. Ramaskil Yaziru, the Kechovim have Seichel, because they have their own light. Here is, it's not that just a reflection of something else, they have their own light. So your wufsa, the sentence should have their own light. It shouldn't be that just parroting mitzvah sanashim b'lumadah. So that's a big yisod, that it's important to be mashpia, like Avram was mashpia, but Avram said, I want somebody to be mashpia who's going to be has his own seichel. He'll get mahashpa, but it's not going to just be a parrot. And so Avrocha b'Avrocha, you'll have the harkova, like the harkova simonos. But on the other hand, I don't want that Masek Eliezer, because he was dolo mashke, meaning he was just, you know, parroting it back, spitting it back, or whatever I do, he imitates, you know, and that's what the Vilna Gaon says, Chanoch l'nar al pi darko. See, the famous Vilna Gaon says that every person has their own nature, and you have to mechanic them. Why? Gam ki yaski lo yashim ben. Because the Maisa, if you're going to try to change somebody to be who he's not, so as long as you're there, he's afraid of you, so he'll be like you want him to be. As soon as you leave, he'll go back to the way he was before. But if you want the chinuch to be meaningful, you have to deal with who he is and be mashpia who, based on who he is, not based on what you want him to be. People have different talents, different kochos, different personalities, and everyone has to work with, the mechanech has to see that, and not try to make everyone to be like him, but everyone to be who they are, but now in a positive vein. In other words, they have this type of personality, so now focus it in a better way, or something like that. But based on who the person is, not try to, you know, twist them and reshape them, because as soon as the mechanech leaves, then a couple of years later, he'll just go back. But if you want Gam Ki Yaskin, and you want the influence to be long-term, like even when he's older, so then Chanoch Lanar, says the girl on the Pasuk, Al Pi Darko. Then you have to work with who he is. So that's an important idea. Favarcha Mivarchecha Koach HaShpa Umalosa. You know, and that's the idea. You have to expose people to the Or HaTorah. And the Or HaTorah is Zarua. But it's not that you just zog, Ibrazog, just Ibrazog. That's why I believe in going slowly, we discuss it, and everyone can think on their own. And that's not just the Ibrazogging. I can say 1,000 pieces of information, you can write it down and then spit it back to me one day. No, everyone has to hear the Torah, and then process it on your own, and then discuss it, and think about it, etc. And that, Bez Hashem, will be long lasting. But if it's just, you're just throwing things, and you don't think on your own, you don't process it, then in the end, you can just lose it all. And Bez Hashem, that's the Koach HaShpa of Avraham Avinu, and he was Mashpia, Ad Kedei Kach, that other people can be Mashpia. That's what I heard the name of Rav Gifter. He said about a certain Gadol, he's a big Gadol, but he doesn't have Talmidim, because he never learned by a Rebbe. Some people can be big Eloyim, they can be big, but they didn't have a Masorah to give over, so then they never got Talmidim because they never had a Rebbe. So you have to be a Mekabel, and then you could be a Mashpia. But you're Mekabel not to be a parrot, like the Mormon Shemesh says, not just to be a Dolo Mashke, a parrot, but to think it through with your own mind, and then work it through and understand it, and try to understand it, and then you'll be a much bigger Mashpia. And that's the Avrocha Mavrocha, Koach HaShpa Umalasa.